Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traver. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boediger. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Tabler moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Tabler moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a line drive towards first. Murray catches it and steps on first to double up Tabler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Candiotti covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 1 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripken out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. Traber moves to second. 2 outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Stefero pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Otis Nixon now playing left field. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is called out on strikes. One out. John Shelby pinch hits for Juan Bonilla. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lacey strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing second base. John Stefero now catching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Sheet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.